A settlement is expected this week on new federal rules on home foreclosures for the nation's top mortgage lenders. But some consumer groups and state attorneys general say that the feds are going too easy on big banks. Joining us to talk about this is Bloomberg reporter Lorraine Wohlert. And Lorraine, this agreement that's being negotiated with 14 major mortgage servicers, tell us essentially what would it do?
This is basically a consent decree between the servicers and their regulators, the banking regulators, that prescribes certain new behaviors. So it tells the mortgage servicers things that they have to do to improve, like, for example, their customer service, their oversight of their accounting, for example, pretty basic stuff.
And this consent decree was supposed to be in response to all the stories we heard about people having problems getting foreclosed on while they were trying to modify their loans, and about paperwork issues with mortgage lenders. This was supposed to be a way to try to solve some of those issues with the big lenders?
Yes, this is the first sanction that we've seen to come out of a federal investigation. And while this is the first step, regulators are behind the scenes telling us that this won't necessarily be the last step. And, you know, there has been a huge outcry from the consumer groups and the attorneys general who say the consent decree, which, by the way, nobody has actually seen the final version of that, so we're not really sure what's in it yet. But based on everything we've heard, this document gives the banks too much discretion. It doesn't prescribe real changes. It, in some cases, tells the banks to do things that they're already doing. So one problem is even if this is just a first step, like the federal regulators say, it sets a really low bar. And these attorneys general who are negotiating their own settlement and the consumer groups are afraid it may give the banks some leverage. It could make negotiating tougher for the AGs who are, you know, they're steaming mad and they are worried they could be undercut.
Would these new rules be binding?
Yes, this will be a binding document. But one of the problems that we're hearing is that it's vague. It gives too much discretion to the banks. It says things, for example, like your board needs to oversee your foreclosure activities. You know, that kind of seems like a no-brainer to have a company board oversee the company's activities. So it will be binding, but we're not sure yet how it will play out or what impact it will have.
What do you think would be the main thing that would at least help the state attorneys general feel better about this process? Is there a main issue there?
I think the AGs don't want the consent decree at all yet. They're in the thick of negotiating their own settlement, and they think that the federal regulators should have waited until everyone was on the same page.
Mm-hmm. What's next in this process, Lorraine? What happens from here? Will we get this consent decree this week, do you think?
I think we will. And meanwhile, what's happening is the attorneys general continue to meet. They're meeting with the Justice Department and lawyers from the banks. Some federal regulators are also at that table. And those talks are going to continue regardless of whether we see something this week and regardless of what's in this consent decree this week.
This is only the first step.
Yeah, we think that, you know, eventually, and this could take some time, we're going to see financial penalties, fines, against these companies. And the attorneys general and some, you know, some regulators are seeking, you know, trying to find a way to force these loan servicers to reduce people's mortgage payments or reduce the principal they owe. They're trying to figure out a way to get the banks to do that as part of a final global settlement.
Bloomberg reporter Lorraine Wohlert, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Deb.